bring some kind of closure and some kind of an explanation in relation to the suddenness and the drama associated with the tragic and horrific death that Declan encountered. He had been driving for nearly 2 hours in the morning. He had just completed a couple of days of a break and was on his way to Dublin when the accident happened. And, you know, the horror that was described at the inquest yesterday was harrowing, to put it at its mildest. And there were several witnesses that indicated that they had a miraculous escape from the same driver. One particular lorry driver who is based in England and who heard the news from his employer when he returned to England on the particular morning had to practically take his truck off the road in order to avoid a collision. And he described yesterday in great detail how it took him the length of a half a mile to get his truck back under control after he nearly ran off the road. So it really, while it was horrific and dramatic and catastrophic for the Holyan family, there were accounts yesterday at the inquest and stories of several near misses on the part of other truck drivers and drivers. The driver of the other vehicle, though he was described by his employer at the inquest yesterday as being fine at the time of his dispatch from his depot, it is hard to reconcile that with the evidence that arose as a consequence of a toxicology test. He had a lethal cocktail of drugs on board, including methadone, diazepam, nordiazepam, temazepam, morphine, and heroin. And he was clearly very heavily drugged. And the doctor, the pathologist who gave evidence yesterday, said that the cocktail of drugs, in terms of their impact, would have hindered in a dramatic way his alertness and his response to stimuli, like, say, other noise on the road, like and other images on the road where people will flash you, where people will blow the horn and so on. So he was in absolute danger on the road, and that was he shouldn't have been on the road on the occasion. And the unfortunate thing for the Holyan family was that Declan encountered him when he went off the road, effectively, or when he moved from his own side of the road onto Declan's side. The accident happened entirely on Declan's side of the road.
And what now for the Holyan family? Can they make any recourse for a claim at this stage?
Well, I mean, Declan left. He was a member of a very large family. There were 10 children in the family, and the Holyan family have encountered, since the Declan incident, another tragedy in that one of the children, Paul, is now confined to a wheelchair following another incident. And that happened in the last year. So the Holyan family have had, you know, a spate of tragedy visiting them. There are 10 children, 9 surviving. The parents are still alive. Declan was engaged to be married, and the plan was that he would marry in about 2 months following the accident. His fiance was there yesterday, and his former partner, with whom he had a child, Dylan, was there yesterday. So clearly Dylan has lost a father and has lost the... Declan was a great father. He provided very, very comprehensively for his son. He was a great father in every sense of the term, both in terms of his being available for his son, but in terms of providing the wherewithal for his son to live a very comfortable life. Declan was very attentive to his own family, and particularly to his mother. So the loss arising from Declan's sudden and dramatic and catastrophic demise is dramatic and significant, and there will be a civil action. The purpose of an inquest is not to attribute blame or vindicate anybody. It was just simply to determine where, when, and death arose in this case. And of course, some of the evidence came out yesterday, which helps the family in that it explains what happened. But until yesterday, they knew nothing of the condition of the driver of the other vehicle. And it should be said as well that the Holians, and they instructed me to say this, the Holians obviously feel great compassion and sympathy for the parents and family of the other driver. He died in the accident instantly, but he shouldn't have been on the road.